God bless you, beloved. Hallelujah. Thank God we're out of 2020. Amen. Happy New Year. But I do want to thank God with all my heart for 2020. In about the middle of the year, the Lord reminded me of what 2020 has always meant to mankind. I mean, for a very long time anyway, has to do with vision. It has to do with being able to see clearly. And when judgments come, when trials come, when tribulations come, somehow it clears our vision and helps us to see what's important, helps us to see what is real, helps us to see what is true, helps us to hear as well. But it opens our eyes. And in 2020, there was a lot of eye-opening, a little too much probably. But a lot of eye-opening in the world where we saw, you know, the politics and the deception and the lies and the people that were, you know, stealing and conniving and cheating and, I mean, just terrible, tearing cities up and, I mean, all kind of crazy things going on in the world. And you know what? This is inside of people. It's just lying dormant. But give it the right atmosphere and it'll come out. It reminds me of a guy in Vietnam. He said when they were picketing, and it was a documentary about Vietnam, he said that the people were complaining, saying, "You're taking our sons and turning them into killing machines." And he said, "You know what? That's not what happens." He said, "What really happens is when you take a man and put him in a certain environment, you find out what was in that man all along." He said, "We're not turning men into killing machines. We're just exposing what men are." Now, the guy wasn't even a Christian, man. This was a documentary. And I was like, oh my goodness. It is so true. So there are certain environments that will expose what we are. Now, I'm not talking about those people. Christians are always talking about those people. You know what? Everything in the Word is about you. It's not about them. It's about you. And when trouble comes, it exposes you. It exposes what your flesh is. It exposes what you are. Now, why is that necessary? Because you will never be able to be His disciple. I don't have time to really break this down for hours. You'll have to seek the Lord about it. It's in the Word. Don't take my word for it. Don't be a hearer of the Word. Be a doer. Go listen to it. Go read it. Go meditate on it until the Holy Spirit shows you how to walk in it. Jesus said, and it goes for every, it wasn't for Jews. It wasn't for Jews didn't have to take a cross. Jesus was talking to us, talking to all of humanity. If you do not hate your life, if you do not, I'm sorry, a little dog came out in the road. It almost got killed. If you do not hate your life, you cannot be His disciple. You can't be. I mean, this doesn't matter. Even if you're born again, do you know that you can be born again and not be a disciple of Jesus? What is a disciple? A lot of people believed in Jesus. They weren't His disciples. You know, they didn't follow Him. They weren't disciplined followers of Jesus. Now we don't have a physical Jesus walking around, but we have His Word. And if we're not disciplined followers of Jesus, we're not reading the Word. And if we do read the Word, it's every now and then, or just a little devotion here and there. We're not really getting in the Word of God and following Jesus. And why aren't we? Because it doesn't really do it. It's boring for a lot of people. Why? Because they don't hate their own life. And so they're not getting anything out of it. You cannot be a disciplined follower of Jesus if you do not hate your own life. You can't be. That's all there is to it. And so when these troubles come in our families, in our lives, it manifests, it reveals what we are as natural human beings. And it's for a purpose. It's everybody wants the devil. And we all get up, all us charismatics, and I rebuke this virus in the name. Amen. I rebuke it too. It ain't coming on me in Jesus' name by the grace of God. But, listen, all this stuff's not the devil. The devil has to have permission to devour. The devil doesn't just go around killing whoever he wants to. He has to have permission. And I know the modern day, you know, twist of the word, Christians say, well, we're the ones that give him, listen, go back and read Job. We're not the ones that give Satan permission to devour a man or a woman. It is God. Now, I know that's hard for people to swallow these days because we want to change God and we want to change His Word. And the reason we want to change His Word is because we don't want to hate our own life. And we want to believe that He loves our life and He likes our life and He wants to be a part of our life. Friend, if we believe that, we have been duped, hoodwinked, and we have never read the Bible in our life. And most Christians haven't. If you believe that God loves your life, you have never read the Word of God, ever. If you did, you didn't pay attention at all. Because God did not come here to embrace our life, He came to crucify it. God is not fond of our life at all. As a matter of fact, we've got to hate it. We've got to turn away from it. We've got to deny it and lay hold of His, the eternal life of God is Jesus Christ. This is the life we need to walk in. And I've found, listen, it's easy to preach it, but I'm just like everybody else. I don't want to give up my own life. I want certain things. You know, I want to do what I want to do. Well, at least I did. But the more I've suffered and gone through things, the more I've realized, you know, I don't like my life and I don't want to walk in it. And I don't want to do what I want to do. I don't want it. I don't want the things of the world. I don't want them. I don't want them. Why don't I want them? Because they're full of misery and pain and they're darkness and they'll never satisfy you. Oh my goodness. I don't want it. I don't want Jeff at all. I've seen what he is. I don't want him. I want to walk in Jesus. Now, if I still like Jeff a little bit, I'm not going to walk in Jesus ever. Why? Because I'm still going to be doing what Jeff wants to do. And you can't be his disciple if you don't hate your life. It doesn't work. The grace and the power of God does not work if you don't hate your own life. It's real. It's there. It's on you. It's for you. But it doesn't work. It doesn't deliver you. It doesn't bring about the kingdom of God if you don't reject yourself. And here's what I found. Until we come to a place where we really sincerely hate our life, it's not just quoting a scripture or believing a doctrine. It's understanding who we are and not wanting that anymore. I want this life of Jesus. Everything becomes new. There's nothing left. Everything becomes new. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, everything is new and all old things pass away. Amen. That's the way it is. So, when these troubles come, they give us vision. I remember walking around in my 20s, you know, everything was getting blurry. And I finally went to the doctor and got glasses. And a lot of people can testify of this. When the first time you ever get glasses, you've probably needed them for a while if your parents didn't get them for you and as a kid, you know, as you grew up, you got them. And you put those glasses on for the first time and you're like, oh my goodness. I mean, you had no idea how bad it was. You had no idea how bad your vision was. You had no idea how blurry things were until you got your glasses. And then you put them on and you're like, oh wow, now you're seeing 2020, you see? Now you're seeing 2020. Now you're seeing clear. And listen, this pandemic, I know a lot of people ain't gonna like this. I might lose some friends, I don't know. But the pandemic is just a taste, friend. It's just a drop in the bucket of what's coming. And it's got to come. And friend, let's not rebuke it. Let's say, Lord, let your will be done in the earth. Amen. In Jesus' name. And the Bible said, you know, when judgments come, people repent. They turn to righteousness. They turn to God. It always happens. And it'll happen in America. If trouble comes, people will start praying. People will start seeking God. If not, friend, most of us, and I said most of us, I didn't say them, most of us are going to hell. I mean, get in the Word. Get in the Word and read it. If something doesn't change in the so-called Christians, you know, in America, if something doesn't change, we're not walking with Christ. We're not walking in holiness and purity and power. We have no power over sin, no power over death, no power over darkness. Well, we're just being defeated left and right. You know, why? Because we're way off on the truth. Not believing what the Word said, we're believing what some preacher told us. Amen. God wants to make you rich. God loves your life. God wants to bless it. Every bit of that is false, and it all comes from the same foundation. It is Adam, mankind, wanting to cast off the yoke of Christ. And I'll close with this. What is the yoke of Jesus Christ? What is His yoke? He said, come unto me, you know, learn of me. He said, take my yoke upon you. What is Jesus' yoke? What is it all about? Jesus carried a yoke, and that was that he was always submitted to the Father. He did nothing of himself. He knew what the flesh was. Jesus never got in the flesh. The only time Jesus got in the flesh was on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? That's the only time Jesus got in the flesh. Why did he get in the flesh? Because he drank the cup and the Father departed and it got dark. My God, why have you forsaken me? That's the only time Jesus ever got in the flesh. Other than that, of course, he lived in the flesh. I'm not talking some silly doctrine. Jesus was in the flesh, but he didn't get in the flesh. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Getting in the flesh, you know, getting into sin is what I'm talking about, iniquity and whatever. But Jesus never got in the flesh. Why didn't he? Because he always yielded every moment, every second to the life of the Father. As he is in this world, so are we. This is what Jesus wants to teach us. Come to me, he says. He wants to teach us this. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. This is not a difficult thing. You see, when you abide with the Father, the Father is not telling you, do this, do that, you do that, law. No. It's the life of the Father. It's the life of the Father that abides and helps you to know what to do, helps you know what not to do. Why? Because you want him to. You desperately want him to, because when you walked in your own life, you found out what it was like, and now you don't want that anymore. And so now you're in his life, and you don't want to take a left if he doesn't say take a left. You don't want to go right if he doesn't say go right. And you start really learning how to yield every moment to the life of the Father. Amen. That's what it's about. And we won't do that. We'll never do that when we're comfortable and when we're believing all kind of false teachings so we can walk in the flesh. But God deliver us from all the nonsense that has been preached to us and all the twist on God's word. Friend, if you're believing any scripture as a foundational thing, go study it. Please don't believe what somebody tells you, including me. Please don't believe what I tell you. Go get in the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. Meditate on what you're hearing and find out if it's true, because there's so much deception going on that even the elect, if possible, be deceived. It's bad right now, friend. It is. I had no idea how bad it was. I spent the last 3 weeks seeking the Lord in prayer and fasting, and I had no idea how bad it was. And God opened my eyes to so many things, and I'm not even going to share some of it because it's terrifying. It's really terrifying how far we have gotten away from the living God and his righteousness and his power and his glory. We have, friend, oh God, help us. But Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that you give us 2020 vision and help us see and help us understand and help us know, oh Father, and keep us from destruction. Keep us from destruction. And if we have to go through pain and difficulty, Lord, so be it. Whatever it takes, deliver us. Open our eyes. Bring us into you, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for it forevermore. I guess I better quit. I'll preach a whole sermon. But God bless you. I hope to do some more of these in 2021. I feel like God wants me to get more back into more ministry this year. I've been going through a lot of personal things and trials and frustrations and learning things, and it's been the most amazing and the worst 4 years of my entire life. But oh my God, the things I've seen and found and understood in Christ, oh, and the purity now that my spirit is experiencing and my soul, praise God, the purging and getting rid of all the world and getting rid of the junk and just staying in the Word and being in his presence. And that's what it's all about. And praise God. God bless you. May you have a blessed 2021. And may God give you 2020 vision in Jesus' name.